Right, two more choices. Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, or The Last of Us 2 Remastered.
Last of Us 2.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. I was supposed to take her to the Fireflies and walk away. Because of her, they were actually going to make a cure. The only catch. Sweet Jesus.
Doctor?
What are you doing in here?
It would kill her.
I actually do a 7-minute cutscene for you now where I explain everything about it. Now, you played The Last of Us Part 2 a little bit.
Yeah. I liked it.
It was incredible graphics.
Yeah.
The story is amazing.
I'm expecting to be blown away by the remastered version.
So the remastered version is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Because I forgot that this was released during COVID when everyone was at home.
Yeah.
And it was a game essentially about a zombie virus taking over the world. So it was a little bit awkward timing. But at that time on the PS4, it was one of the best games that there was. Then they had a PS5 upgrade that you could get. Now they've redone the whole shebang with better movement. So the motion that the character does is smoother. It runs absolutely rock solidly because the PS5 is so much more powerful. I did the opening cutscene again, the opening bit of gameplay where you ride a horse through the forest.
Oh, yeah.
I just had forgotten how good it was.
Why do game developers release remastered versions? Is it because they didn't quite finish it in time and thought, oh, but hang on, right, you know, when we release this game, it's good, but wait till you see this one because we've had a bit longer to work on it.
Well, also, we didn't have the technology, but now we've got a more powerful machine that will play it.
Right.
I think there's a bit of that. I got annoyed when I first found that this was coming out because I went, hang on, didn't that come out last year? And then I realized it had come out 3.5 years ago. So, okay, they didn't have the PS5, but they've done this before with The Last of Us Part 1. They release it and then they remastered it. And you got to pay £10 for the upgrade. And you sort of
so
think,
is it just a money-making scheme?
Well, maybe they're doing it because in 20 years' time, they assume that people will still be coming back to play this game and they want the definitive version.
Right.
Like people have done it with Mass Effect. But what I would say about this is it hasn't been long enough since I first played it.
I was about to say, it feels like it's just come out.
Right. For me to want to go back and...
I mean, look at Golden Sun. They've left it how long?
About 20 years, 25 years. But the problem with this one is it hasn't been long enough to ask me for £10 to upgrade it now because I can still remember all the story. So is there another reason to come back? Well, they've got this new mode in, which is like a sort of a roguelike mode where basically you deal with waves of zombies and then you go and do missions and stuff, which is fun for about a day. But that's not enough to bring you back to playing that mode full time. So all I would say is if you're going to get this, it's for people who've never played it before.
So really, you could just skip the original and just buy the remastered version instead.
Yeah, it's odd because I think technically you still can buy the original Last of Us 2 not remastered for like 30...
But why would you do that? Why can't you just like skip that and just get the remastered
version? Oh no, that is what you do. Nowadays, that's absolutely what you do. It's £45. Unless you've forgotten the story completely, which I think is unlikely in 3.5 years, or you have never played it, it's probably not worth bothering with just now.
Okay.